AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Across parts of the Pacific, it's already 2025. That was the celebration in Taiwan. In New York, Ryan Seacrest is hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve at Times Square tonight, a celebration started many years ago by the late Dick Clark.
He always said to me, you know, this show is about bringing the party into people's living rooms, those people who aren't going anywhere and are very smart, who are not going into the crowds, you know, they're not going to do it, they're going to be in their pajamas watching the show. Let's let them feel like they're part of the action, and that's the legacy we try and continue.
The upcoming year of the snake in the Asian zodiac is heralded as one of rebirth, alluding to the reptile shredding skin. Stores in Japan, which observe the zodiac cycle from January 1st, have been selling tiny figures of smiling snakes and other snake-themed products. Nearly all of Puerto Rico is without power on New Year's Eve.
A blackout has hit more than 1.3 million clients in Puerto Rico, and officials say it could take up to 2 days to restore power. The private company that oversees electricity transmission and distribution says it looks like the outage was caused by a failure in an underground power line. Puerto Rico is continuing to struggle with chronic power outages blamed on a crumbling power grid that was damaged by Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm in September 2017. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police say they've detained a man who attacked and injured two people in a neighborhood in Berlin. Investigators say the attacker was a Syrian citizen with residency in Sweden. Dozens of patients and the wounded have been evacuated for treatment outside the war-ravaged Gaza Strip, where the UN says Israel's attacks on and around hospitals have pushed health care to the brink. A court in South Korea issued warrants to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and search his office and residence over his short-lived declaration of martial law. This is AP News. Sarah McBride from Delaware is making history as the first openly transgender member of Congress.
I am not there to talk about bathrooms. I'm there to talk about the issues that matter.
There's more to this politician than gender politics.
I didn't run to be a first. I didn't run to make history with an election. I ran to make historic progress.
Growing up in Wilmington, McBride practiced political speeches in her bedroom at a makeshift podium.
I've always known what my purpose in life was, and it was to do this work.
Her reception from congressional Republicans has been tumultuous. After McBride's election, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced a policy banning transgender people from using the single-sex restrooms and locker rooms in the U.S. Capitol that correspond to their gender identity. Some activists have criticized McBride for not fighting back more forcefully, but she says she will follow the rules.
There is so much joy and so much awe in having this opportunity, and I will not let anyone take that away from me.
Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.